don't say recession. Okay, you got it? The White House says it's not a recession. We're just in a transition. How do you like that for semantics? Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. I'm Trish. Good to have you here. We get a lot to get to today, including how the White House is referring to what I believe is an actual recession we're in right now. New data today suggesting inflation really isn't going away. Plus, as we deal with this quote unquote transition, you see, we're at a bit of a disadvantage, and that's because of where gas prices are today, increasingly all over the country, about $5 a gallon. Well, the solution they're telling us, I'm going to play you the sound from our energy secretary. The solution is to just move today to green energy. Would that really work? We'll discuss. Plus, I want to get to, of course, Joe Biden, the president of the United States, falling off his bike. If you didn't see it, if you didn't hear what he had to say in response, then I do want to play that for you because I think it's somewhat emblematic of the entire disaster we're in. Again, hello, welcome to the Trish Regan Show. I'm Trish. Do me this favor. If you have not already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube, on Rumble, wherever you're watching this. Make sure that you download and subscribe to the full audio version of the podcast. It's on Apple iTunes and, of course, on Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. That would mean a lot. Give it a thumbs up, share all that kind of stuff. A quick reminder that portions of today's program are brought to you by Legacy Precious Metals. You know how much I like gold. You know how much I believe in gold as one of the best ways to even out inflation in your portfolio. So make sure you go check out these folks at legacypminvestments.com today. Again, that's legacypminvestments.com. I'll put it in the show notes for you as well. But first, I want to talk about how they're trying to frame this, how they're trying to spin this recession. You know, I've been telling you for weeks, we're in a recession. Of course, by the time they tell us we're in the recession, we're usually out of it. That's the silver lining to all this because these economists tend to be so far behind the curve. How else did we wind up in this mess from the Federal Reserve? Anyway, there is a whole bunch of spin going on, and I want to play this sound for you because this is what the White House spokesperson is trying to spoon feed reporters. Take a listen here.
Not in a recession right now. Right now, we're in a transition where we are going to go into a place of stable and steady growth, and that's going to be our focus.
We're just in a transition. We're just transitioning, you see, to a place of steady growth. No recession here, nothing to see here. You know, this is what they keep saying. Joe Biden the other day actually saying something quite similar. We're not in a recession. He doesn't believe a recession is inevitable. Look, I think that the handwriting's kind of there, guys. We are in one. And frankly, I blame this administration for not having the foresight to understand what higher energy prices would mean in terms of inflation, for not having the foresight to understand that there was all this pent-up demand. And by offering $1.9 trillion worth of stimulus, all they did was actually create more inflation, not to mention their stimulus checks that they sent out, of course, at the beginning of 2021, a big gift from Uncle Joe. Anyway, all of this is a massive problem. Now, I'm going to sit here and tell you right now, I believe in green energy. I think it needs to be part of our footprint, but I also recognize that you can't just flip a switch. Right. I've told you before, you can't just suddenly have 300 windmills on the coast of Maine by next week just because you want to. And so this is a failure of our government in that they knew what was happening overseas. They knew that it was going to be painful for Americans. They knew there was all this pent up demand. They knew that the world was coming back online and people were going back to work, which meant that they had to fill their gas tanks. And yet they're living this pipe dream, a pipe dream that, look, I don't disagree with. Other than it is a pipe dream, I'm wondering why we haven't put more mechanisms in place to actually get any of this accomplished and why it is that our energy secretary somehow thinks it's the responsibility of the United States people to bear the burden for this. No, our government should have done things simultaneously to ensure, one, that we had a stable enough supply of energy in the here and now while simultaneously working on what is needed for the future. Here is Jennifer Granholm, Secretary of Energy, speaking about exactly that this week.
This war in Ukraine, you can see that moving into clean energy is also a national security imperative, an energy security imperative. We will not be under the thumb of petro dictators like Putin if we build out our own clean energy future. No country has ever been held hostage to access to the wind or to access to the sun.
Okay. So again, look, I don't disagree with the premise, but what frustrates me is that somehow we are all responsible for this transition. Again, the word transition, don't forget that one. Transition, right, to this green economy, this transition to a more stable, steady growth environment. I mean, why is it that Americans have to pay the price for that? Because of your own failure of leadership. It's like the left hand was not talking to the right hand. Nobody bothered to tell anybody over in the Energy Department or the Department of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, thank you very much, that there was this whole crisis looming overseas, which would result in higher gas prices. Look, it was all very, very obvious, but unfortunately, this is a pretty incompetent team that is, in my opinion, very poorly led. We're going to get to the bike incident, which kind of is a metaphor for everything, and unfortunately, too many ways. But before I do, I want to tell you a little bit about why I believe inflation is still going. You just look at home prices. Home prices, that data out today. We're going to get to all that, but a quick word from one of our wonderful sponsors, the folks over at Key City Capital. At Key City Capital, where they are aggressively trying to find you solutions that are going to still make you money in a more challenging environment, in a more volatile environment. I mean, we are in a bear market. And so how do you invest in that? Well, if you talk to Charlie Dombeck, he was on the show last week, you can go and listen to that episode. If you talk to him, he would say he's a big believer in fixed income assets, lending assets, and asset-backed security vehicles. He spoke at length about this, including the investing that he's doing, for example, in real estate that yields, of course, a certain guaranteed result thanks to rents to all of those investors, as well as some depreciation, et cetera. It's an innovative way to think about investing, innovative only in that, you know, the traditional investment advisors aren't necessarily telling you about all these other types of vehicles because they don't make commissions from them. So I encourage you to take a look. I encourage you to go to keycitycapital.com/Trish to learn more today, because it is a treacherous environment. We are looking at some of the data that has come in, and it's amazing. I mean, home prices, for example, they are shooting higher and higher and higher. You look at this right now, we're upwards of $407,600. That's the median existing home price for the month of May. It's up nearly 15%, technically 14.8% from just a year ago. I mean, this is a record in this data. You got to go all the way back to 1999, not to scare anybody, because we know that 1999 going into 2000 had some real escalation in home prices, which continued, of course, all the way through 2007 into the challenging time of 2008. But we've seen this massive increase, and you have to question whether or not that's truly sustainable in light of higher and higher mortgage rates. Mortgage rates now on a 30-year fixed, well above 5%. So we've seen this huge jump in interest rates, and one can't help but assume that maybe the housing market is sort of topping itself off here. I mean, you look at previously owned homes and the sales of those, they declined 3.4% in the month of May from the prior month. And so you're starting to see this deceleration in home sales, yet prices, because perhaps inventories are still pretty thin, prices are still high. So it's kind of an interesting phenomenon that I do not think can continue. And some people might say, well, that's good, right? That's good, because you want this inflation to back off. So if housing prices were to come down, that's actually probably a healthy thing. I do believe that. I mean, I think you can't sustain 15% increases in housing valuations over a long period of time. I mean, it's totally nuts, right? It used to be that your home was sort of supposed to keep pace with inflation. And I think that's a helpful way to think about it. You know, your home is not necessarily an investment. It's your home. You hope that you can keep pace with inflation and maybe get out a little in the end, but it's still your home. And when you start treating your home, as we saw, right, in the early 2000s as an investment, then you start to get into some trickier territory. But tricky territory is the name of the game in this, quote, transition that we're living through, right? This transition that they keep telling us, whether it be from the White House press spokesperson who doesn't want you to think it's a recession, just a transition, or whether it's the energy secretary, we're transitioning, of course, to a new kind of economy. Anyway, it's all rather fitting that the president of the United States fell off his bike. Now, let me just say, I'm going to start by saying, you know what? I'm not the best bike rider myself. I prefer the sidewalks. I didn't grow up in a place where you could really ride a bike that easily. So, you know, my heart goes out to him in that sense. But if you can't ride a bike that well, like me, and again, I can. I'm probably not going to fall off. But I just wouldn't, as the president of the United States, maybe be out there riding my bike, right? For all those reporters. I mean, just going to think about time and place. Anyway, he did fall and he got back up. The Secret Service helped him up. And this is what he had to say to reporters. Take a listen.
I'm feeling great. What happened was, any of you guys ride bikes? Well, they have some that have this thing you put your toe in. It constrains your foot so it doesn't slide up the pedal. When I was getting off the bike, it got stuck on the right side. I fell in case you didn't notice.
Yeah, he fell pretty spectacularly in case you didn't notice. Anyway, a lot of people having a little bit of fun with that because, look, we are falling as a country, unfortunately. We are challenged as a country, unfortunately. It's because I believe the policy that has been put into place just isn't working. Like, let's not forget. Let's not lose sight of who we are. We are the world's number one economy. We are the greatest capitalist nation on this earth. We have a certain responsibility as a result of all that. But to try and turn your back on everything that has made you great, well, then you're going to hit some stumbling blocks. And that's exactly what's happened right now. It's like America is falling off the bike. Anyway, so good to have you here. Quick reminder, do make sure that you subscribe to this channel, subscribe to this podcast. Go over to my website, trishintel.com. You can subscribe to my newsletter there. It's great to have you here. And I'm going to see you back here tomorrow.